Welcome back to our second hour of Sedona Dreams, and we have our very special guest, David John Oates. David is the discoverer of the voice of the unconscious mind, which we can determine through what is called reverse speech technology. And David will be talking about in this hour some of the classes that he teaches. Welcome back, David.
Thank you for having me, George. Always a pleasure.
All right, and again, for those who might be tuning in the first time, David, briefly, what is reverse speech? And then we'll get into the class structure. And you've been teaching reverse speech now for quite some time.
Oh, I've been teaching. I did my first class back in 1989, so 24 years I've been teaching reverse speech. All right, so for the newcomers, reverse speech is the name given to the phenomenon of backward messages in speech. If you record speech and run it backwards, literally run the tape in reverse about once every 20 or 30 seconds, you can hear very clear phrase amongst the gibberish. These phrases are usually grammatically correct. They're anywhere between 4 and 8 words long, sometimes a little bit longer than that. They have a direct contextual relationship to the forward dialogue. So given all these commonalities of these reverse messages, which we call reverse speech, I propose that this is a natural function of language, that as all of us are speaking, our brain is creating the sounds of our speech in such a way that we are delivering the short, sharp phrases in reverse. And these reverse phrases can come from many areas of the mind. Sometimes they can be conscious thoughts, thoughts we are aware of having at the time of speaking. Sometimes they can be unconscious. It's when it gets a little bit scary, because seeing 90% of the mind is unconscious, we have very little knowledge or awareness of that hidden part of consciousness. And it's that hidden part, or the unconscious, that is speaking in reverse speech. And we looked into a little bit of that last week when we played some of the metaphors that occur in the deep unconscious mind. So so it's called reverse speech. Literally, speech running reverse.
And this is the conscious mind is having a dialogue in forward speech, and then unconsciously there is also an exchange in reverse. And these are natural, as David said, these are natural phenomena. This is a natural phenomenon. It has nothing whatsoever to do with something we talked about in a previous show, which is called backward masking,
like
the Beatles in the 70s, where they were artificially inserting forward speech when you played the record in reverse. That has nothing to do with reverse speech whatsoever. This is a completely natural phenomenon, and it has so many applications. And, of course, on David's website, reversespeech.com, you'll see how to get started and the fantastic software which enables you to isolate and zero in on reversals, as well as the books, et cetera, that David has written. And tonight we're going to talk, and David will give us some examples of the different levels of reverse speech and of studying reverse speech and at different levels, and then some examples on the type of work you can expect to do along the way, and some of the kinds of results you'll get as you progress from one level to another. You'll find out about different levels of the unconscious, different applications for reverse speech. So now let's start out with somebody who's just thinking about, well, maybe this sounds very intriguing. I know this is a powerful technology. I can determine if a politician is being truthful or less than truthful. I can use this in business applications to determine if my prospective associates are reliable or not, or even if the venture will be likely to succeed or not. I can determine all of that from reverse speech. So I'm intrigued, but I'm willing to just sample it. You have a you have a specific series of DVDs that people can just get acquainted with, and then you to get serious and get into the classes, you have three different levels of study. So could you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Right. Well, the starter pack is the home study course, and that's available. excuse me, that's available on the Reverse Speech website at reversespeech.com, and that consists of, I think it's 8 CDs, or might be six. Yeah, 6 hours long. It's a introductory course into reverse speech. It tells you the basic steps that you need to follow to get started in this. It gives you some basic initial instructions on how to find genuine speech reversals, and they're a lot harder to find than you might think. There's a whole lot of factors that you've got to watch out for: coincidence and imagination. Imagination plays a high part, so you've got to be able to distinguish between what is real and what actually exists, and what is your projection. And the home study course goes into that a little bit. Not a great deal. You really need to take the full-on training class to get all the full lessons on that. And then the home study course gives you some basic, the very first steps you need to be able to interpret what you find. There's 2 skills involved in reverse speech. The first one is learning how to find the reversals. And there is no way around that. There is no shortcut. You've got to sit down at your desk with headphones on and be willing to sit there for hours and hours and hours and hours on end. And it's a very, very time-intensive task, but wonderful rewards. The rewards that you get once you can become proficient at this is really outstanding. So, anyway, so the home study course can be got from the Reverse Speech website. It's a nice, good way to get started. And just go to the product section of the page. It contains about 200 reversals in the home study course. And so you get a lot of information and a lot of examples and a lot of good steps and hints to follow to at least start to experiment with this stuff.
Yeah, all right. So someone says this is something I want to delve into further. I'm just beginning to understand the tremendous power of this knowledge, and I want to start out. I want to take the course, the first level course, RS Investigator.
Right. Well, there's 3 levels of training. There's the investigator, which I can teach in 1 3-day weekend. Then there's the analyst, which is another 3-day weekend. And then there's the practitioner, which is 2 3-day weekends. All right, the different levels. The analyst course is an in-depth, intensive course in how to hear the reversals. And there's several techniques I've developed. One of them is called the reversal checkpoints. It's a series of linguistic requirements that each reversal must meet in order to be documented. And we teach those extensively. A lot of time is spent in the investigator course in just hearing reversals, running tapes backwards, learning how to find them. There's lots of little tricks and hints that you need. Now, that is available on the website as a video. The last class was videotaped, and those videos available. Currently, I have no plans for doing any live classes, at least in America. I'm probably going to do one in London in January. Haven't decided for sure yet. We've just got to see what happens. But that's the plan at this stage, to do a class in London in January. And if you can't come to London, then of course get the course on video. We are in the great need of trained, certified analysts. There's only about a half a dozen in the world who are really good and proficient at this technology, and that's a real shame. It's such a powerful technology with just so many applications, and the fact that there's so few people who are actively involved in using it is a shame.
Well, you've had such demand with clients, so it's difficult to be doing too many things at once. We don't all have as many arms as Shiva does.
That's true. Yes, I got to juggle with a couple of arms right now.
Well, this is now in the investigator course. Someone is starting out. Could you discuss some of the typical assignments, and then maybe give some examples of, you know, what people would start out looking for, and just some of the kinds of reversals they might be finding, and what levels of the unconscious this is addressing.
Well, we're looking for simple conscious level reversals in investigator class. Like, for example, here's one on Martin Luther King.
Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities.
Okay, so tell them to go back to their home, basically. And we hear a reversal that says, organize a unit. Here we go.
Organize the unit.
Organize the unit. Organize the unit.
So what he's saying is, get yourselves organized. Go back homes and get organized and start to fight the good fight, basically. So that's what we call a straightforward conscious reversal. It relates to the forwards. It's what he would have been thinking of consciously, and they're the type of reversals that you're generally looking for in the investigator course. Here, let's run the whole lot backwards and hear that reversal amongst the gibberish. Here we go.
Listen of all mouths, old Magnus Monson, Skybook and I see you in the Skybook.
Right in there. Okay. Could you hear that there amongst the gibberish? We'll do that again.
Skybook and I see you in the Skybook.
Yeah, so there we go. So that's a straightforward first level reversal. Oh, here's another first level, conscious reversal. Here's a rather funny conscious reversal. This is a conscious thoughts. This is actually one of those little hidden conscious thoughts that you really wouldn't know. Anna Nicole Smith, and she's being interviewed by this young Christian reporter. It's for some gospel Christian show. So here we go.
Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior and will always be. And I pray every day, and I pray tonight that he would have his angels by me, that I'd have my guardian angels, and they've been by me all night long. So, amen to that, and amen to the Lord.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Okay, now here, reversal here that says, drool with this man.
Drool with this man. Drool with this man.
And again.
Drool with this man.
So that's her unconscious thought. She obviously liked this young reporter. She was drooling all over him as she was gushing out her statements of praising the Lord. So they're the type of reversals we're looking for in the investigator course, those conscious reversals that reveal hidden thought that we wouldn't really want anyone to know, if you understand what I mean. And the type of homework assignments you do, well, initially, I actually start off for teaching music first off, because that's where I start, and I think that's a good place for people to start. So the first homework assignment is to find 10 reversals in music. And so they go off and do those reversals and come back. In the investigator course, I teach some basic instructions on how to conduct conversations to elicit specific reversals. So the next assignment is you've got to record a conversation with a friend or willing subject, if you can find anyone who's brave enough, and then analyze the tape and find 10 reversals. And then you send them in presentation format, which is as I played to you here, the forward and reverse at three speeds. And the software does that, of course. The software automatically prepares it in presentation format for you, which is another wonderful thing about the software. So, then that takes you on to... and I'm trying to think what the final assignment is. I can't think. The final assignment is to work out what the complementary relationships are to the forward. In other words, what relationship does the reversal have to the forward speech? And there can be there's actually eight different types of complementary relationships that I talk about in my training course. They can be congruent, communicating the same message. They can be incongruent, communicating a different message. And there's a whole bunch of there's a whole lot of reversals that are called a trail and lead reversals, which occur in conversation before someone has spoken about something forwards. Like, for example, here's a classic one. This is from a radio show host. Okay, here we go.
S4.
You worked at S4?
No, that's the area where I was living.
Oh, my.
And here we have a reversal that says, it's September.
Yes, that's not.
And look about what they talk about next.
Yesterday was September 11th. It is September 11th on your time, isn't
it? It is still now September 11th.
Okay, so he says it backwards before he says it forwards. We call that a lead reversal. Very common. Very common. Reversals will often occur in the forward. Topics will often occur in reverse before they're discussed forwards, and we call them trail and lead reversals. So all very exciting stuff. So we cover all of that in the investigator course. That's done, like I said, in one three-day weekend, and then after that we go into the analyst course. And that's another 3-day weekend. And then the analyst course, we get down into some fairly serious topics. We get down heavy into metaphors, which I covered in the show last week. When the unconscious is speaking, it usually speaks in metaphor or archetype. And there's a lot of understanding and interpretation needed to understand the metaphorical statements that reverse speech makes. And so we spend a fair bit of time on metaphors and their different meanings and interpretations. We go into I teach a lot of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, in the analyst course, where we're teaching how the human mind thinks and processes information and some basic simple body language and go into great depth into how to conduct conversations to elicit specific reversals. So then we go into how to prepare a detailed transcript and write what we call a session overview, which is a summary of what is happening on the unconscious level as a person is speaking. And you can come to that by analyzing the forwards and reverse and adding categories and understanding which parts of the unconscious mind is speaking. There's a fair bit to learn, as you're probably gathering. It's not just as simple as playing a recording in reverse. There's a lot of skills to learn to become very good at it, and a lot of study. A lot of time needs to be spent studying and learning and how to do it all. So that's the analyst course. And some of the homework assignments. Oh, look, there's a fascinating homework assignment. I love this homework assignment. They've got to get someone to hide an object in their house, okay? And then they've got to question the person about what the object is and where the object is hidden. And the person can't tell them, of course, what it is or where it's hidden. And so they've got to find out for their reversals. And it's fascinating. And the success rate is actually quite phenomenal in students actually finding what the object was and where it's hidden. I love that assignment. So, but we have some fairly in-depth, serious assignments too, like like you'll have to do a 30-minute recording with a person on some problem or issue. It could be money, it could be relationships, it could be depression, you know, I mean, the wide cross-section of issues, and then analyze the whole tape and define reversals and report back to the person what the unconscious patterns are. Why are they running this particular pattern? And reverse sweeps will very accurately describe why certain patterns are running and why they're doing certain things. And so that's one of the assignments in the analyst course. And then that leads up to the practitioner course, which is really what we're all leading up to. It's a coup de grace. The practitioner course is mind reprogramming, reprogramming and restructuring and changing and altering the unconscious mind. It's a basically I've developed a theory that the unconscious thinks in pictures or metaphor. And that all of our behavior is formed by a complex metaphorical structure in the deep unconscious. And reverse speech enables us to see this unconscious structure. And the practitioner course teaches people how to change the unconscious structure. So if someone has a predisposition to depression, there are certain unconscious reasons why they have this depression. And the very first recording will tell us what those reasons are. We then do a second recording where we ask the unconscious, how do we change this pattern? You've got a reverse here that says, I need to be depressed to make me to occupy my mind with something. I'm just making that up. I'm plucking that out of the air. And so you ask the unconscious, well, how can we change this need for being depressed? And amazingly enough, in many cases, it's going to come back and give us some very precise metaphorical steps. And what I do is I take my clients through a guided visualization, a guided hypnotic journey through the unconscious, where I ask them to see the metaphors that appeared in their reversals. For example, let's see what I've got here that might give an illustration. Let me find one at the top of my head. Okay. Here's one that here's one that says, "Wolf, you know a lake." Here's the forwards.
Yeah. Yeah, the one before. Was getting the new wolf.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And here he says, wolf, you know a lake.
Wolf, you know a lake.
Wolf, you know a lake.
Okay.
Wolf, you know a lake.
So that reversal will give me my first hint in the metawalk. I've got to write... It takes me about half an hour to write out metawalks for my clients. I have my transcripts all laid across my desk, and I will write a metaphor. The first image in the journey would be a wolf sitting by a lake. Okay, and then I might find another metaphor that says, let me see, where is one here? Okay. Here's a metaphor here.
A work colleague went to one of the seminars. He said, I don't know if it's this one. He said, I'll just have a chat to him about it and see.
And this reversal says, the goddess now sits. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a wolf near a lake. I'm going to have a goddess sitting down. Now, all of these reversals imply inactivity. The goddess in reverse speech is a metaphor for hope for the future. So the goddess sitting, they have no hope for the future. Wolf, you know a lake. Lake is a metaphor for emotions. And wolf is to be driven forwards. So this wolf is being affected by your emotional state, and the goddess is sitting down. So this describes a person who's stuck. So I'm going to write these two metaphors in. And then I'm going to find some other metaphors.
Now you got these all of these metaphors and you're going to integrate them into a meta walk. We've got about 3 seconds here before the break. And when we get back from the break, this is the magic that David works, is integrating these metaphors. And what is happening is the unconscious is actually telling how to heal itself.
Right, and I'll play some examples of that. I'll play some examples of that when we come back.
All right.
So, you want the news and information without the hate, the hype, the fear? Well, you've come to the right place. You can support Truth Frequency Radio by spreading the word on social networking sites like Facebook, Twitter, or your favorite forums. Want to take Truth Frequency Radio on the road? Listen on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or other mobile devices. Want more than just the free stuff? Sign up for a VIP membership for as little as $4 a month and get super high-quality downloads, member-only content, and instant access to your favorite shows without the wait. It's only through your loving support that we're able to cover the cost and continue broadcasting. So now, stay tuned for more Free Speech Radio right here on the Truth Frequency Radio Network. KTFRN. Worldwide.
Is your privacy important to you? Is having all of your assets well organized one of your priorities? Do you wonder if your business and personal estate will be protected for your family and not taken away by government bureaucracies? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then now's the time to find out about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust. A Pure Trust organization is protected by the Constitution and is not subject to government regulation. Property held in a Pure Trust is free from liens, levies, or other actions filed against you. You can find out more about Freedom Bound International's Pure Trust and schedule a trust consultation simply by calling toll-free 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733. Or log on to www.freedomradio.us. Call us now for information and to schedule a trust consultation. 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733 or online at www.freedomradio.us.
Did you know that the blue lotus flower was used by the ancient Egyptians as an aphrodisiac to experience feelings of euphoria and ecstasy? And ecstasy? And ecstasy? Did you know that Thai Kratom was used by the Buddhist monks to produce a relaxing and dreamlike state? Did you know San Pedro cactus was used by the Native Americans to bless provisions and heal the body? Bouncing Bear Botanicals is your number one supplier of rare and sacred plants and a proud sponsor of Truth Frequency Radio. By clicking on the banner at truthfrequencyradio.com, you can learn more about a vast selection of entheogens, including Amanita muscaria, also known as the sacred mushroom. So click on the banner at truthfrequencyradio.com, and you'll also get up to $40 off your next order.
All right, this is your host, George Vitus Berry, with the new show, Sedona Dreams, and we are back for the second half of this hour with our very special guest, David John Oates. And again, David's website is reversespeech.com. And as we were going into the break, we were talking about how powerful reverse speech is, because the unconscious mind is generating and communicating these metaphors, these precise sequences of metaphors. It's telling us on a conscious level exactly how to heal itself. Well, this is bad news for psychiatrists and drug companies, but it's really good news for us. David.
Absolutely, indeed. So basically, I use reversals themselves to tell me what to do. Like, for example, we heard the reversal, the wolf by the lake, or words to that effect. So what do we do with that wolf by the lake? Well, I'm going to ask the client, and might come back with a reversal like this. Here's the forwards.
The future of your business. Let's look at that.
Now, the future of the business, yeah. What do you think going forward, the way it is?
And this one says, see Earl with the wolf.
See Earl with the wolf.
See Earl with the wolf.
You hear that one?
See Earl with the wolf.
So I would actually have him see an Earl walking up to the wolf, okay? And then I might find another reversal on the next tape that says something like this. And I'm just pulling, these are actual reversals from actual clients, but they're not actually necessary from one session. So I'm just using them as an example. So here we go.
Well, I took it encouraging because I believe what you said about there were some positive reversals there.
And this one says, see a view desert.
See a view desert.
See a view desert.
And again.
See a view desert.
So I'm going to have him see her with a wolf and see a desert, get the goddess to stand up and start walking forwards, okay, with the Earl. And as we change these this is what I'm doing in the guided visualization, getting them to see the wolf, to see the desert, to see the Earl. And as I'm changing these pictures, we are actually restructuring and rewriting the deep unconscious. We are changing the matrix of the unconscious mind.
Now, David, this is a very important question. Is there any other way to do this? Because unless you know what these metaphors are precisely and in what precise sequence the unconscious mind is telling you that it needs help in, how could you actually create a cure on a deep level with anything other than reverse speech?
Well, you can't. It's as simple as that. Reverse speech is the way to see the unconscious, and you can't change the unconscious unless you know what you're doing, you know. And reverse speech is literally the blueprints or the instruction manual. It's as significant to understanding human behavior as what the X-ray was to understanding the human body. It has the potential to provide the same type of information about the inner workings of the unconscious. And so this is what I teach in the practitioner course, is how to write these meta walks, how to change the unconscious. And that takes a lot of teaching. You know, you've got to you've got to be able to go through the first two steps to get to this final step anyway. For start, you've got to be able to hear the reversals. So that's the investigator. Then you've got to be able to interpret and understand them, and that's the analyst course, part two. And then part three is a practitioner, where we start to write all these metaphors into meta walks. And the meta walk, by the way, is a combination of two words, metaphor and walkabout. And walkabout is the Australian Aboriginal spiritual journey through the outback. So a meta walk is a spiritual journey through the metaphors of the unconscious. So there you go. So that's how I got the name. I just combined two words together. So, and I teach that in the practitioner course. And then you can go and do some magic. I mean, I just get great results. It's funny. I spoke to a client just this week, and I picked up the phone, you know, I rang the client and said, hi, this is David. And she screamed out at the end of the line and said, David Oates, how do you do it? You've just changed my whole life. My whole life in 6 weeks has completely changed around. So I don't know how you do it, but thank you so much. We're getting some very real and tangible results doing session work. We're literally seeing whole lives changed around. And I work with a couple of corporations, and one of the corporations I'm working for, I started working with them in October, November last year. Anyway, he was just telling me last week that his cash flow has increased by 40% in the last 6 months, and he puts that down to doing the work with the reverse speech in removing his blocks and and helping you move forward. And probably 70% of my clients are with me for business reasons or financial reasons, and that I seem to attract that sort of clientele. So, but yeah, I mean, if you want to access your highest potential, if you want to find out what it is that's holding you back from achieving success, then reverse speech will tell you. It's that direct, and it will also tell you how to fix it. And then once I have done that, I then do another tape, which I call a post-trance tape, where I'm looking for what has changed in the unconscious. And here's one here. Here's one that says, I have potential now. Let's play this one. Oops, what's going on?
I don't know. I guess in my mind, where I'm looking at, because I haven't seen the results of it, I'm thinking, it's sort of like taking a chance.
And here it says, I have potential now.
I have a potential now. I have a potential now.
There it is.
No,
he's saying, hey, listen, I've got some potential now, you know. There's been some changes. And here's one here, talking about a wolf. We fixed this guy's wolf, and here he says, look, I can actually see it working now.
Just implement the program that I've got in my mind. I mean, I can see it. I can actually see it working. You know, and all the things that I read say that it's a service that people want.
This one says, I've got a new wolf within me.
I've got a new wolf within me. I've got a new wolf within me. I've got a new wolf within me.
It's a very clear reversal. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know how anybody could ever say those are random sounds. It's just absolutely crazy.
Right. Yeah, totally clear. Yep. So, yeah, so that's the sort of thing that we're working with. And so I use reverse speech as a diagnostic tool, and then tell us what steps to take to fix it, and then we use it as a post tool to see what changes have taken place and whether anything else new needs to be done. Yeah.
All right, now, go ahead, David.
Oh, that's okay. No, and I teach that in the practitioner course.
Well, now, again, some people might be asking, you know, what specific applications does reverse speech have to me or my business or whatever? And I posted on my website, SedonaDreams.org, the final assignment that I had to complete the analyst course, because I've been one of David's students, and my business has been in talk radio and alternative media. So there you can read the paper that I wrote, Applications of Reverse Speech Technology to Alternative Media and Mass Media. And of course you can play those reversals yourself, and you can see some of the results from the reversals on some of the interviews that I did as David's student. So, for example, Dr. Woodrow C. Monty is the discoverer of what I believe is could save literally hundreds of thousands of lives, the true cause of MS and Alzheimer's. Well, again, that's good news for us, very bad news for drug companies. But what I wanted to test for is congruence or lack thereof of the reversals. So what would the reversals tell us about, is this individual sincere or is this individual not sincere? Well, all of Dr. Monty's reversals came out congruent. So, for example, there's a very poignant reversal among the others. And again, you can go to SedonaDreams.org and you can play all of those reversals, as well as the interviews about the dangers of methyl alcohol sources in the diet and how this relates directly to Alzheimer's, MS, and a host of other diseases like lupus, the so-called diseases of civilization. But for example, one of the reversals, it's very poignant when Dr. Monty's talking about going to a group of the MS Society in New Zealand, and he's going to make a presentation in a way that they can understand it. And the reversal says, healing that wolf. So
I bet you got that reversal. Let me see if I can pull that one up quick. Is that on your page?
Well, I have it on the posted on the article.
But here it is. I've got it here.
Yeah.
Here it is. Here's the forward.
And they were interested in the theory. So I spent about a month or so preparing it for them so that they could understand it. And it was the MS Society of Southland, which is in New Zealand. And so I'm really happy with that.
And this is healing that wolf.
Healing that wolf.
Very clear.
Healing that wolf. Healing that wolf.
Very clear. Very clear reversal. Yeah.
And so you can see and read about one example of the relevance of reverse speech to whatever you do, because, again, there's so many applications. And another study I did was of the speech by the interview by this TV New Zealand host who interviewed the actress Abby Cormack, and then an industry spokesperson whose bills are paid for by Coca-Cola, of all things, Dr. Magnuson. And so, again, we want to test for congruence and or lack thereof. So when Abby Cormack was chewing aspartame-laced gum and then drinking sodas with aspartame, and she got really, really sick, and she got worse and worse, not only on a physical level, but again, she had symptoms like paranoia, lack of stability, etc., which was just getting awful. She eliminated the sources of methyl alcohol by stopping the chewing gum, stopping the sodas, and within 48 hours, her symptoms completely vanished. Well, what we want to test here is, were her reversals congruent with what she was saying in her forward speech? And so, again, we have this sequence here. She's talking about as she became sicker and sicker. In reverse, she says, "I was nervous a number of dates." So the forward, the further I got sicker and sicker, and then the reverse, "I was nervous a number of dates." So now that's one congruent reversal. Now here's her next reversal. When she stopped consuming the products laced with, like the aspartame products laced with methyl alcohol, she got well. And in her reversal, she says, "I had result." So again, that's another congruent reversal. So then now her next reversal, she's talking about being able to work again because she was so sick with the psychological and the physical effects, she couldn't work. She says work was no, in her reversal says work was no hassle. So she's talking in her forward speech about getting back to work. Her reversal says work was no hassle. Well, again, that's yet another congruent reversal. So now let's contrast that with the industry-funded Dr. Magnuson. And the host is asking her in sharp contrast to Abby's whole sequence of congruent reversals with Dr. Magnuson when the moderator says, well, it's, you know, here's Abby saying that she got completely well in 48 hours. And Dr. Magnuson says, well, aspartame is perfectly safe. And that's pretty unbelievable, she says, in her forward speech. That's unbelievable. But then in her reversal, Magnuson says, all revealed not, eels have my mic. Well, again, the eel is one of the metaphors in David's metaphor dictionary. And so let's look at what the eel says in David's dictionary. Eel is a structural metaphor. Slippery, smooth nature, easily avoids issues and personal responsibility, elusive, to cleverly deceive oneself, to be in denial. This is a tough metaphor to deal with, as people who run it will usually ignore the advice of reversals and or go into denial, trance image, an eel in one's past. So there's a classic example of something, and of a reversal that's incongruent with the forward speech. So you know, on the basis of the reversals, whom are we going to believe? Well, again, all the reversals of Abby are congruent. Dr. Magnuson has ulterior motives. And again, whatever business it is that you do, or in your personal relationships, etc., you can see that reverse speech does have incredibly powerful applications. David.
Oh yeah, for sure, absolutely. You've outlined some of them there very, very succinctly and very clearly. So basically, we're looking for people to get involved. There's incredible potential and too few people who can do it. And I'm booked solid with client work. I'm can't handle the load I've got now because the results are so changing. And it's the word spreading itself, basically. We're soon looking for people to get trained. And the full course is up on my website, reversespeech.com. Go to the products page. You can start off with the hobbyist course if you just want to wet your feet. And then graduate to the full training course after that. And certainly looking for a lot of people to get involved in the field. Of that, there is no doubt.
What has been the most recent response to your efforts to spread the good word about reverse speech?
Most recent response from which avenue?
The current level of awareness and the current level of interest.
Oh, well, in the area which reverse speech is known, the interest is very high. Trouble is, it's not very well known. Yours is about the only show I do nowadays. I used to do a lot of radio shows and TV shows many years ago, but I haven't done any for years and years and years. There was a big surge in interest in reverse speech in the late 90s, and it sort of died off now as far as the public is concerned, certainly privately. I've got many, many people interested, but publicly it's not very well known at this current stage, which is a little bit disappointing.
This is an uphill battle. So I would urge all of my listeners to check it out, because again, for example, in my article, applications of reverse speech technology to alternative and mass media, you can see why the powers that be don't want this powerful technology to be known. And so, for example, what I say, just an excerpt from the article, David Janus, the legendary discoverer of reverse speech technology, was a regular on my guest on my talk show for almost 5 years. And just as David has urged the self-styled mainstream scientific community to be scientific in their evaluation of reverse speech, so have many top-flight scientists and independent thinkers fought their own battles to allow truly alternative and scientific viewpoints to be aired and objectively discussed. A good example of this is my interview with the late Andreas Moritz, where he writes a book, Cancer is Not a Disease, It's a Survival Mechanism. Well, again, if people knew what's in that book, that there are potentially billions of dollars at stake with the cancer industry. So there are very powerful economic forces out there that really don't want Dr. Monty's good news about the true cause of MS and Alzheimer's, don't want the knowledge about the true nature of cancer, don't want the powerful reverse speech technology to be better known. So there, it is an uphill battle, and but again, the truth is the truth, and the unconscious mind is telling us the truth. David.
Yep, and that's what reverse speech is. It is the truth of that. There is no doubt in my mind. I've been doing it for 30 years now, and there's hardly a week goes by where I don't find some reference to some facts about my client's life or names of friends or relatives in their reversals, and there's always little tidbits like that that just to come back and say, see, look at that, quite an amazing thing. A window into the soul is literally what reverse speech is, and we'll do a show some stage where we look at all the spiritual reversals in reverse speech. There's quite a few, very, very spiritually based.
So. I'd like to, we've got about a little less than 4 minutes here. I'd like to address, take the bull by the horns and address this issue, this Wikipedia article. And I have that article deconstructed on my website in the article I wrote to finish the analyst portion of the course. And when I deconstructed it, it's a cornucopia of absurdities. And of course, I have yet to see the gentleman's name that actually wrote the article. But again, a true alternative media talk show, in my opinion, should be just that, alternative. So I write, for example, is reverse speech a quote-unquote pseudoscience just because someone who wrote an article in Wikipedia? Note that the Wikipedia article was not written by anyone who has engaged in a formal study of the subject with David John Oates, the discoverer of reverse speech. The author of the article has never passed the rigorous criteria to be a reverse speech investigator, analyst, or practitioner.
He's probably never played a tape backward.
Yeah, so for example, the Wikipedia article states most academics in the field of linguistics have not paid attention to Oates' work, which really isn't true because you did present to you worked with Grender and you did present to some of the NLP people. That's not very accurate. But then he goes on to say, and it has been called a pseudoscience. By whom? By whom? Again. So for the most part, universities and research institutes have refused to test those theories because of a lack of a theoretical basis to make his predictions even worth testing and the fact that many of his claims are untestable. Well, then, yet the very same Wikipedia article previously has just stated, quote, Oates claimed that on average, once every 15 to 20 seconds of casual conversation, a person produces two related sentences, a forward spoken message that is heard consciously and a backward message that is unconsciously embedded in that person's speech. So will the real Wikipedia article stand up? Because David John Oates has his website, reversespeech.com, contains hundreds and hundreds of examples of reversals which either do or do not meet the criteria as stated in the Wikipedia article for the theory of reverse speech. So how could anybody say that they have not been tested because they're untestable? And again, they are, in addition, how could anybody say the theory of reverse speech is untestable when he or she has never even tried to test it, David?
It's quite easy. Just take a tape recording of speech and run it backwards and see what you hear.
Yeah.
You'll be amazed. It's amazing. You know, I say to these skeptics, well, have you ever played a tape backwards? They say, no, I wouldn't even be bothered doing it. Well, then you've got no right debunking an article. You've got no right debunking a science that you've never tested. That's crazy talk. That's ridiculous.
Well, I did not feel that an article like that should go unchallenged. So those of you listeners who would like to see deconstruction of that article, it's on my website, SedonaDreams.org. And, of course, all the courses that David's been talking about are on his website, ReverseSpeech.com. Thank you, David.
No worries. See you later, George.